It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's happening, everybody? I'm Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
Welcome to the podcast, the greatest podcast
ever
in the whole world, ever in the history of podcasts.
All right, let's slow down a little
Heard
bit.
Heard it here first, folks. All right, so we are in the final stages of the season for the NFL.
Got four teams left.
What is that then? Three games left then, really?
Yeah.
Three games left. And a lot of people excited about the Super Bowl. The usual suspects are back in it, the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I think they still got a good chance as anybody to make it this year.
Yeah, especially after this past weekend.
Chiefs are in it, looking really strong. Then you got the Saints, and you got the Cubers. Mm-hmm. No. Cowboys lost. The Rams, yes. So Saints and Rams, Chiefs and Patriots, that'll decide who is going to the Super Bowl.
That's a crazy game right there, man.
I think some good matchups coming up.
Yeah.
Some very good matchups coming up. Now, with the Super Bowl, there's a lot of people, too, and myself included, that when your team doesn't make it, you really don't care about the game all that much. You're kind of like, all right, well, I'm going to watch it because it's a Super Bowl. But then you're really in it for the commercials and the Super Bowl halftime show. However, once again, I am just less than when it comes to the half bowl or the halftime Super Bowl show.
Yeah.
They've announced it. It will be Maroon 5. Headlining.
Didn't they already do it?
I think so. I feel like they did. Not too long ago. So they're going to be headlining. There's also going to be Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
It's the halftime show, man. Let's just put it out there. It's for the women.
It is, and they do something that's safe. I understand. Like, we're not going to see Slayer on the halftime show.
It sucks.
Would be awesome, man. Hear Rain in Blood during the halftime show, like, that'd be awesome. Right. I bet you the players would like it more.
So if you got to pick who did the halftime show, who would it be?
I would pick, like, you know, like a legit rock act.
Yeah.
Not like a crossover artist. I would pick somebody like Metallica. Foo Fighters would be a good choice.
See, you're missing out. You got to really think about this.
What?
You're missing out.
What?
There's so many things you could do.
What? Like Iron Maiden?
Nope.
Jethro Tull?
Nope.
What?
Keep going.
Lamb of God.
Cool. I like that, but not quite.
Hatebreed.
Not quite there yet.
What are you thinking?
You know who I would choose?
Who would you choose?
Michael Flatley and Lord of the Dance. Michael Flatley.
Oh, my God. That'd be... Or what about Michael Flatley? Michael Flatley with Slayer.
Yes. Corey Taylor just screaming his lungs.
See, Stone Sour, I think, would be a great one.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy can sing anything.
Yeah.
That guy, he'd be fine.
But he can't dance like Michael Flatley.
No one can dance like Michael Flatley.
Come on, let's bring Lord of the Dance back. People would enjoy that.
I don't think he's doing it anymore.
No?
I think he's retired,
man.
Is he
too old? His knees are too beat up?
God, his...
You know, I bet he could kick a field goal from just doing those dances.
Dude, that guy could smoke a football. His legs? Just ham hocks, dude.
Oh, dude.
It'd be like a Clydesdale kicking a football.
He wouldn't even have to, like, line up and run up to the ball. He could just stand there and... Bow! He just, like, a 70-yarder.
Comes up, hands on his hips. Swam! They're just cranking that Irish dance music. He is just flying.
Was that Michael Flatley kicked like a 70-yarder? Unbelievable. You guys, like, 75.
It's unbelievable. Look at that kick.
And then every time he makes it, you got to play the Irish music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
What about the Radio City Rockettes? I don't know about that. Maybe with Michael Flatley leading them.
There you go.
There we go.
Nice.
Now we got something. So anyway, Maroon 5 is going to do it. Don't get me wrong. I like Maroon 5. They got some good stuff. Was that the song?
That's it. That's all I got.
Well, see, I go back to way back. I'm talking about, and she will be loved.
Oh, yeah.
And she will.
Yeah. Halftime show for me is the time I go refill my drink.
That's when you go get another plate of food, and you refill your drink. Maybe have a halftime smoke.
It's always
get back into it.
It's always, hey, wife, save this spot for me, all right? I'm going to go refill a drink. Yeah. You can watch the halftime show with the ladies.
Yep, they sit there and like, ooh, yeah. Adam Levine. So that's going to be happening. Now, the other thing I want to bring up with the Super Bowl, with the big game, is ticket prices. I just read what the price would be And I'm going to be honest, it's annoying how expensive it has become. It's the average. This is the average price for the Super Bowl ticket.
Yep.
$6,800.
Good Lord.
That's stupid.
Dude, that's insane.
I just bought a truck for that amount. Yeah. And you're going to pay for one. So if you want to go with somebody, mm-hmm. you're looking at $13,600.
Yeah. Dude. Get your checkbook out.
I mean, other than the super rich, who is paying for that?
Here's the thing. We go to a game every year. We usually go to the Michigan game every year.
Yeah.
Every time I'm at the Michigan game, you know, it's kind of expensive. It's like $200 a ticket.
No.
You know, I find myself looking at the screen basically the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun with the experience. You're there. You're in the stadium. You get the vibe, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's $6,800 awesome, though. But like I said, you get the vibe there. But every time I go to a game, I find myself watching the screen as if I was at home.
Now, the crazy thing is that they're obviously the average, they're saying. So they're including super expensive tickets and probably. But I don't know. What's the base? I just that is so stupid to me.
68 is probably, you know, I think we're looking at 11 for the most expensive and probably 2 for the cheapest.
They got him on here. Okay, right here. Vivid Seats. Let's go to Vivid Seats and see if we can find anything. All right, we want 2 tickets.
So you can still get them. Because don't they sell out quick?
They do, but I don't think they're sold out yet.
It's because they're $6,800.
Right here. Okay, so this is where we're looking here. Okay. Oh, my God. Nosebleed.
Nosebleed, end zone seat.
4,000 there.
Wow.
4,200 there. Dude, this is that's dumb. That is just the most ridiculous thing.
It is tough, too, especially now. When
my God. If you want lower level, $16,000.
Wow. You know, it is tough, too, man, especially now because the TVs now are so awesome, and the best seat in the house is your living room.
Maybe
the best view of the game is watching it on TV.
Maybe the NFL will learn. Maybe there'll become a point where, like, no, we got to make this way more affordable.
Yeah.
Because that's just ridiculous to me, because I would love to go to a Super Bowl. Let's say the Packers played in a Super Bowl. I'm an old man now at this point. But even as an old man, I don't want to spend my pension on tickets just to see my team when, I could watch it at home. Think about, you know what's going to happen? VR eventually is going to become so good that it's just going to put it there.
Yeah. Bunch of people sitting in the living room with VR goggles on.
I mean,
you know, it's crazy, man.
It's so stupid to me.
People love to be at those games.
Same
and you know what?
Thing.
It's not going to change because people pay those prices.
And they do, but it's like the average fan cannot afford this. Mm-mm. You can't tell me that the average Joe is going to drop, unless maybe they save for it and that's their thing. But if it's not your team, I remember reading some story. There's some like group of guys that haven't missed like a Super Bowl. Like, in how many years?
Right.
They've gone to like, I'm like, you spent that much money?
It's insane.
You could have purchased a house.
Where
probably.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
It's in Atlanta? Again. It's in Atlanta. See, I'd love to see a Super Bowl at like Lambeau, an outdoor. Make it an outdoor game. Come
That'd
on.
Wild.
That'd be killer. Or if you don't want to cook, do a like a warmer place, like an outdoor stadium in a warmer facility.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's so stupid that it's that pricey. I just think the NFL makes enough off commercials. They make enough off of that. Make the tickets more affordable so the average person can go.
It's so expensive. Just going to the game is out of the question.
Yeah.
It's like I don't even think about it.
I know. I would. There's no way. You couldn't. I think even if I had a ton of money, I don't think I could justify. Be like, no, that's just a stupid waste of money.
Well, that's just ticket, too. You're going to spend a lot of money for you know,
hotel.
Stay there, hotel, food. You know, transportation.
Well, when I did the Packer game, when Kiki and I did the Packer game, and we did it, we were pretty well. When it was all said and done, I spent about $500. Mm-hmm. That's for 2 tickets, the transportation there, the tailgate party that we did. But we were looking at hotels, and it's like, no, this is just, and they required a 2-night stay, and they upped the price like 125%. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I think the NFL needs to change that. That's
high demand, man. They can charge whatever they want.
But is it really that high demand? Are people just going?
I think so.
Like I said, you can't tell me that there's, well, maybe there is enough of fans of the winning team that can afford those tickets. But I feel like it's just all celebrities and, you know, rich people type or people who got tickets because they're trying to be wooed by a company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And stuff. Well, I'll be watching it in my living room if you want to join. We got the best seat in the house, bro.
How much you charging? What's the door price?
Only like $4,200. I got a big TV there.
4,200. Yeah. I'll be there, buddy. Yeah, well, I'll be there.
You got to bring the beer, too.
Jeez. Yeah, but it's BYOB and food. It's like, all right. You bastard. All right. Well, we are going to wrap things up here. And if you're going to the Super Bowl and you want to buy Hunter and I a ticket, we'd love to go, but we're not buying one.
Super Bowl predictions real quick before we leave.
Who do you think it's going to be? At this point right now, because we can change it up after this weekend.
I hate to say it, because I want my Patriots to win, man, but it's gonna be Kansas City and the Saints.
You think it's going to be Kansas City and the Saints?
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are just unbeatable.
Yeah.
I just at this, you've seen them. What was that fact I was just reading up on there? If they win, well, they're going to their eighth consecutive AFC championship game.
Yeah.
Eighth consecutive.
Well, if that blows your mind, listen to this fact.
You told me this before, and let the listeners
know.
This
is ridiculous, man. Tom Brady has played 2.5 extra seasons just by playing in the playoffs.
That's insane.
2.5 extra seasons.
We're talking
34 games, dude.
And I guarantee he's got a winning record.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
Like, by far.
Oh, by far, he does.
That's insane.
I can't remember the exact number, but, dude, it's insane. People were talking about it. I was watching, it was a Dan Patrick show or something. And, dude, they're just flawed. Like, oh, my God. When they finally realized he played 2.5.
Yep. There's some pros that didn't go 2.5 seasons.
No.
That's nuts.
Dude, the guy has got some experience, and you can't count that out. So maybe you're right.
Yep.
But you got to figure out how to shut down Mahomes, and I just don't see it.
You cannot beat Belichick in the playoffs. Yeah. You just can't do it.
It'd be interesting to see what his scheme is to slow Mahomes down.
I think what it'll be is attacking him literally nonstop.
Yeah.
Because he's a young quarterback, and I did see this. When the Colts were finally giving them some pressure, mm-hmm. he was making some errant throws, some throws that, you know, and he's a great pocket passer. The guy does not get flustered easily, mm-hmm. but if they literally just need to come at him every single play and force him to make those bad off the heel throws mm-hmm. that he hasn't perfected yet. Yeah. I will say that, because again, he's a young quarterback. That's what everyone needs to remember. He's 24?
I don't know.
Gee, good Lord, man. So I just think Belichick's schemes and the way he plays, you just can't beat him. And he's done it. Him and Brady have played so many playoff games that it's just they know how to do it.
I do think Tom and Belichick know that they got to score pretty much every play, every series.
And they're going to do it. I think the Chiefs defense did a very good job against the Colts, but it's the Colts. It's not the Patriots.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I think –
I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be a great weekend.
It's insane.
I think it's going to be Patriots-Saints. That's what I think. I really do.
I would love that.
I think that would be awesome, and I'd love to see Drew.
I love Drew,
I would love to see Drew. Either way, I want to see Drew in the Super Bowl, and I'd like to see him get another one. He's a great guy. He's done great things for New Orleans, and I think that'd be great. So there you go. All right, that's our predictions for now. That could change after this weekend, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, all right, gang. Well, check out the rest of our website, WIRX.com. Do some more exploring where you heard this podcast. And as always, tune into the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you next time.
All right.